I'm Michelle Durham with three things to know right now. The damage left behind from last night's storms is still wreaking havoc today. Down trees in Bucks County to the main line have meant extra time in the car. Also, PECO officials are still working on reducing the number of power outages that occurred. The heavy rains and winds swept through. During a North Carolina rally, President Trump continued to take aim at four congresswomen of color. Amid chants of, quote, send her back, Trump spent a significant portion of the rally railing against the group known as the Squad on Capitol Hill, individually by name. And that line of attack has become a strategy that he and aides believe will cast the Democratic Party as a far-left radical group. Well, there may be a buyer or buyers for St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. It's caught up in the Hahnemann Hospital bankruptcy. St. Christopher's opened in 1875. It's one of the nation's busiest emergency rooms for children. Four local hospitals announced their intent to buy St. Chris to keep it open. Einstein Healthcare Network, Jefferson Health, Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and Temple Health have all formed a consortium to buy the Children's Hospital. In sports, the Phils taking on the Dodgers again this afternoon at Citizens Bank Park. And let's check your CBS3 eyewitness forecast. Excessive heat warning for Philadelphia and the immediate suburbs until 10 o'clock on Sunday. Excessive heat watch for the Shore Points, inland New Jersey, Lehigh Valley, and the Poconos starting noon Friday until 10 p.m. on Sunday. Mix of sun and clouds could see afternoon thunderstorms, hot and humid conditions. High 91 feels more like 100. Tonight, cloudy, few scattered thunderstorms possible with a low of 76. And tomorrow, sunny, hot, and humid with a high of 97 feels like 105. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.